listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about why Jesus came. And we're going to skip around to several verses. So I'm not going to read directly from here, but I'm going to read from the screen that's in front of me. But in the Gospel of John, there's five dramatic places where Jesus told us why he came, each beginning with the words, "I have come." So why did Jesus come? Let's let Jesus tell us himself in his own words. First of all, he came to be a servant. John chapter 6, verse 38 says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." This tells us where Jesus came from, heaven. He didn't just come from heaven in the sense of visiting earth. God didn't need to visit earth as some kind of a cosmic tourist. No, he came down from heaven, down from his place of complete majesty and glory. He didn't lose the majesty and glory, but he made a choice to come down from that status, allowing it to be hidden and refusing to enjoy its splendors for a time. This verse also tells us what Jesus came to do the will of God the Father who sent him. This was part of his coming down from heaven. God in the flesh taking the position of a totally submitted servant. In this, Jesus showed us the importance of letting God set our agenda instead of trying to get him to support our agenda. Number two, he came to divide men. John chapter 9, verse 39 says this, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who may see may be made blind." Jesus came to be a dividing line between humanity. There's a place high in the Rocky Mountains in the United States known as the Continental Divide. It's the place where North America is divided between East and West, the line which determines if a drop of water will flow east to the Atlantic or west to the Pacific. Jesus is that great divide of humanity, whether we accept him or reject him. Our choice does not determine who Jesus is. It determines who we are. A man once stood at a museum and stared at a painting made by a great master. After a long time, a museum usher asked him what he thought. He said, "I'm trying to decide if I like this painter's work," he said. The usher answered him and said, "That painting is not on trial, but your ability as an art critic is." What we think about Jesus says more about us than it does him. Next, Jesus came to give life. John chapter 10, verse 10 says this, "The thief does not come to steal, but does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Many people wonder about life after death. Even more people wonder about life during life. Jesus came to give us life and eternal life at that. When we say eternal life, we aren't just referring to how long it lasts, but that life that has an eternal quality to it. A quality of life that we enjoy right now in Jesus Christ. For the Christian, eternal life doesn't begin when we die, but it begins as soon as we receive it as a gift from our rescuing God. Jesus came as a man to give us this light. Now, here's number four. Jesus came as a light. John chapter 12, verse 46. "I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness." We sing this idea in the song, "O little town of Bethlehem, yet in thy dark streets shineth an everlasting light." It wasn't only the streets of Bethlehem that were dark. The whole world was in spiritual darkness until Jesus came. He brings light not only to the world as a whole, but to every life that will receive him. Finally, number five, Jesus came to bring the truth. In John chapter 18, verse 37, Jesus spoke these words, Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." As he walked this earth, Jesus made many people feel good. Who could be anything but happy when your son was healed, or when you received a free lunch of bread and fish from Jesus? But the real purpose of Jesus was not to make people feel good. He himself said, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I've come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Now, we thank Jesus for every good feeling, but we center our lives on something greater. With the eye of your heart, look at the babe in the manger and consider why he came. Is he not greater than you and greater than us all? If he is, the fact of his coming matters more than any good feeling we might have or do not have. His person and his truth give us something greater to live for, something greater to give him. You can give that gift to Jesus and give it to him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.